This is the LBC Morning News with Lisa Aziz.
And first this morning, senior US officials say they are 99% certain the Islamic State fighter known as Jihadi John has been killed in an American drone airstrike on Syria. The Pentagon says the British government was informed about the operation and notified families whose loved ones were executed by Mohammed Emwazi. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
We're 99% sure that we got him, the words of a Pentagon official as the US government expressed confidence that Jihadi John is dead. Born in Britain, Mohammed Emwazi, a drone, tracked him for most of the day, watched him enter a building to meet other Islamic State fighters, and then, in the words of one US official, eviscerated him in an airstrike. The Pentagon says the British government was informed of the operation and in turn informed the families of British aid workers Alan Henning and David Haynes, two of the men Jihadi John helped slaughter, captured on Islamic State's ghoulish videos, in which he often played a starring role. For months, Jihadi John has been one of the most wanted ISIS executioners on the battlefield. He was described by former hostages as one of the so-called Beatles, four Western fighters with ISIS who proved to be particularly brutal in their treatment of the group's captives. The Pentagon says the military strike may also have killed other members of that group, and they'll spend the next several hours poring over data to determine just how much damage the military operation did to Islamic State and its high command. Jihadi John struck fear into the hearts of people, not just in the region, but around the world. A British-accented killer, proving the group could win adherence from parts of Britain and the rest of the developed world. And while the US is celebrating his apparent demise, there is awareness here that other foreign fighters may be all too willing to fill the void left in his wake. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.